The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Talked a little Lions preseason yesterday. Didn't give you my biggest takeaway. It's preseason, right? Preseason. You don't read too much into it, but you do look for confirmation of things where you can find it, right? No, I focused a lot on Aiden yesterday. You know, talked about DeAndre. So talk about the skill position, guys. I heard the biggest takeaway, at least for me, seeing that offensive line together for the first time. Did you realize that we hadn't seen that offensive line together? You know, all five of those guys that are supposed to make up one of the best units in the NFL. Not just me saying it. Not Kool-Aid. If everyone is mentioning the Lions in that light, in that vein, seeing that group together for the first time, they look pretty damn good. It's just preseason. But when you see the ones-on-ones, Ira, just for that brief snippet of best-on-best, a good-on-good, the Lions good look really good. Really, really good. Talk about the offensive line. So if that translates, if they look as good in the regular season that they did in this brief period where they were, looked like they were opening up some pretty good holes, looked like the running backs had room, looked like Jared Goff had time. Preseason, though it may be, a lot of promise with Penei Sewell, who they said is looking like he's going to take another step from last year. Taylor Decker is healthy. Frank Ragnow is healthy. I guess Vitae has maybe an injury that don't know what his status is, but he wasn't injured in the game. That line really feels like it's going to be legit. I talked about it earlier. When is the last time you could talk about the Lions offensive line being one of the better units in the NFL? There was once in my lifetime where pointed to it as maybe ascending to that level. And then the Lions fell off track through unfortunate circumstances, the paralysis of Mike Utley, the death of Eric Andelsek. Meanwhile, the other team, the other young team that they were talking about, having an offensive line that was going to be the building block moving forward, they had a guy named Stepnowski on it. They had a guy named Nate Newton on it. They had a guy named Larry Allen on it. They had a guy named Eric Williams on it. You remember that offensive line? That Dallas Cowboys offensive line, Mr. Weintraub went on to win a couple of Super Bowls. Meanwhile, the Lions offensive line went by the wayside. Maybe, just maybe, 30 years after the fact, we can finally talk about an offensive line that is going to be that good. If they are, what did I say? I think I was on the high side compared to all the optimism. Most pundits have them in the 9-game range. I went a step farther and said 10. But if that offensive line does what I think it can do, yeah, that 10 games is going to come to fruition. So still got you got episode 2 of Hard Knocks coming up that we'll get into. And Deuce Staley is who you're talking about. The Deuce.
It's who's talking
the
about.
The Deuce.
It's who's talking
the
about.
The Deuce that you're talking about.
That you're going to love?
Deuce Staley. Because people were messaging me yesterday.
Oh, because they know. Yeah. Sam, it's unbelievable. He's so good. He is the epitome of what you describe as a Flint trash talker. There's a scene in episode 1 where he's circling Aaron, and he and Aaron Glenn are really tight. And there's a scene in he's circling Aaron Glenn, and Aaron Glenn's like, "What are you doing?" And it's more colorful than that. "What are you doing?" He goes, "This is you circle, you pray." This is just the coaches. It is hilarious. You will love Deuce Staley. There's no question about it. You will love Deuce Staley. And he made a real, I'm pretty sure it was Deuce that made the point. I don't think it was Randall. I think it was Deuce that made the point. He said, these fans that are all asking for our autographs right now, they're all yelling for us because they know us as players. Our job, when we're done here, is for them to think of us as coaches. It was a great line. And he's not wrong. I think it was Deuce. It could have been Antoine, but I think it was Deuce that said that. It's a great line.
Well, that's, you know, this is the best part of camps being back open. The connection, I don't think you this is the time where fans connect with their teams the most, more than any game.
Yeah, because helmets come off and you're closer and you can actually be fairly close to the fans and the players. You can see them.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.